Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. As we saw, President Joe Biden was inaugurated this week without incident, and preparation for another impeachment trial against former President Donald Trump is moving forward despite the constitutional hurdle of having the principal no longer in office. The theory to proceed argues that Mr. Trump will be prevented from ever running for president again. After officially becoming vice president, Kamala Harris administered the rights of office to her appointed California successor, former Secretary of State Alex Padilla, while Georgia runoff winners John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock also took the oath. We now have 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans, with the former party holding at least administrative control. A power-sharing agreement is being reached between party leaders Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, since both sides are at even strength. The final undecided 2020 election from upstate New York may finally see a ruling next week. The U.S. House contest between 116th Congress incumbent Anthony Brindisi, a Democrat, and Republican former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney has dragged on since November 3rd without producing a winner. The local presiding judge ordered final closing arguments for January 22nd. He will likely issue his victor ruling in the next few days, though he admits he has, quote, few good options, unquote. Ms. Tenney leads the contest count by just 29 votes of more than 311,000 ballots cast. Over 1,700 ballots are being contested, and the judge has been reviewing each. He has admonished the local election administrators for not following New York election law and incompetence, and recently discovered that over 1,200 people who registered to vote before the Oneida County deadline never had their forms processed. The county officials claim they were simply too busy to complete the registration process, an explanation the judge rejected outright. The lack of follow-through, however, denied these individuals their right to vote. The presiding judge, Scott Del Conte, could declare one of the two candidates the official winner, or he could simply order a new election. Regardless of his impending ruling, this political and legal drama is likely to continue. Upcoming, candidate filing is coming to a close in two vacant House districts, both in Louisiana. Democratic Congressman Cedric Richmond resigned from the House to assume a position in the Biden White House, and the state's fifth CD is vacant because GOP Representative-elect Luke Letlow tragically passed away after winning the open seat election. At least seven individuals are running for Mr. Richmond's New Orleans Baton Rouge seat. While the field may be clearing for Julia Letlow, the late congressman-elect's widow, in the northeastern Louisiana district. Governor John Bel Edwards has scheduled a jungle primary in each district for March 20th. If no one secures an outright majority, runoff elections will proceed on April 24th. As we move into the 2021-22 election cycle, races in a tied Senate, the closely divided U.S. House, and the 38 gubernatorial contests will take political center stage. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.